Now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. Time to die. Take it easy, baby. Take it as it comes. Don't move too fast.
You know, I'm looking down this list of potential... potential replacements for Anthony Kennedy now that he's stepping down from the Supreme Court. There are three members of the Michigan bar on there still. Joan Larson, who was on the Michigan Supreme Court, has moved to the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati. Also on the list, Ray Kethledge, also on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And of course, Bob Young, former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, on the list, even though he has recently retired. I don't think any of those three are likely nominees, but you never know. I think that it's more likely you'll see somebody like Judge Kavanaugh, who is on the D.C. Circuit and considered a strong candidate, Brett Kavanaugh of Maryland. So we'll keep an eye on this. Joining me now to sort this all out, just another huge week in the news, Congressman Tim Walberg with me. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back with you, and... It is a wild ride around here.
Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment, that's for sure. So let me ask you this. Are you fully prepared, as I am, to accept the apologies of all the never-Trumpers at this point?
Absolutely.
Look at this. I want to ask you the question. What would the world look like today, Congressman, if Hillary Clinton were president?
Well, I in all honesty, I have to say we would not be feeling very strong. We would not feel very confident or very secure. I think it would be a real downer of a situation we're in, simply because of her policy, the way she handled herself while she was in the Senate.
Sure.
As Secretary of State. No, I'm not saying it just because of politics. It's just her normal modus operandi would have been a real downer, as opposed to exciting, thrilling. And, of course, the success that's taken place as a result of a president that was willing to sign a massive tax cut package that's got the economy booming right now, the best case for people and their jobs in a long, long time.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. First of all, you wouldn't have all the big wins you've had at the Supreme Court in the last few days. The Colorado Baker case, the union case, this is a cash cow that's leaving for the Democrats now, this whole public sector union, the travel ban, Ohio able to clean up its voter rolls. Pro-life groups are no longer being ordered to demonstrate and put up advertisements for abortion clinics, thankfully. They don't have to do that. Plus, we have the tax cuts, as you mentioned. Plus, ISIS has been crushed. Regulations have been rolled back like you've never seen before. Dodd-Frank was clipped back. Obamacare, the individual mandate, was repealed, and so on and so on. And in the world of the never-Trumper, they would tell you that somehow it would have been better to vote for Hillary Clinton than to have this guy in office. Are they insane?
I don't understand it. And I think what we're seeing right now is results of a lot of re-education of our kids over the course of years. And when you see socialist Democrats now defeating mainstream liberal Democrats in New York, as it happened this week.
Oh, it's frightening.
You see that there has been a major change shift in the Democrat Party, going away even from Democrat principles, socialist principles, and that's scary, and that's why it's great that we have a president here who's speaking for the greatness of America.
This is my confusion.
And its designs.
I will say this, you know, for my friends that are in the soon-to-be former Democratic Party, why are you letting people in that are not Democrats? Because the young woman, Ocasio-Cortez, you're referring to there in New York, is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. You know, and here you have these people. Bernie Sanders joined the Democratic Party only temporarily, so he had run. But he's not a Democrat. He's a Democratic Socialist. Here's a woman who believes that we should get rid of ICE, that we should open borders. We should have taken the $400 billion in tax cuts signed into law, and that should have just gone to all the people with student loans and forgiven all their student loans. So just have write off bad debt, boom, do that. And the list just goes on and on and on about the ridiculous policies, and this is what we are left with.
Right. And it doesn't work. We've seen that in limited ways in past administrations. Of course, Barack Obama wanted to move that direction more aggressively, and it wasn't allowed because of Republican takeover of the House and Senate these last 4 years. But we can see that the difference that's there, and frankly, I really think that there's an undercurrent out in America. I feel in my district of Americans that have said, we have gone too far left. We have to go back to our base. And that's the base that we can understand because it treats people with fairness, with equity, and gives us all the opportunity. And I think that would take care of our immigration problem as we restore laws. We live by those laws. It would take care of our economic problems. We've seen more money back in people's pockets and to invest, to save, to spend. All of that works because that's the way America was created.
Yeah, I look at the fresh young face of the Democratic Party, but it's delivering nothing more than old failed policies, like you said, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez might be a fresh young face and she's pretty and she's energetic, but the policies are old and tired and worn out and failed, as you pointed out. I mean, her policies are that of Venezuela.
In Venezuela, right, and Trotsky. I mean,
exactly.
That's the challenge that we have because there are a lot of people, and I think that's why Tom Steyer has now put almost $4.5 million into Lansing media market to try to go after Republicans and go for the millennials to get them out to vote because he knows that they have not heard the full message of the beauty of American exceptionalism, and that starts with our capitalist mentality that's the most compassionate mentality in the world as well, and they've never experienced hiding under their desk because of a nuclear drill that's going on.
Can't they figure this out, Congressman? And this drives me bananas because it seems so clear and obvious. Congressman Tim Walberg here with us. But you have these people telling exactly what you said, and Steyer and others out there taking this nonsense around that America is an unfair place where if you're a person of color, you're treated poorly and it's full of bigots and racists and misogynists. But yet you look at the southern border and every day thousands of people try to run across that southern border because they know better. They know America's not an unfair place. They know America's not a racist place. They know America's the best place on earth to be. We take more legal immigrants than the rest of the world combined, plus the thousands that run over the border illegally, 23, 24 million living here illegally now by the best numbers put forth. Can't young people, young socialists realize that they're being lied to? Because if it was such a bad place and it was racist and mean, why would they all be trying desperately to get in here?
You're absolutely right, and I think it's two reasons. One, there's been a mind-changing process that's going on in some of our institutions of higher education and gets down into our institutions of K through 12 education as well because of the training that's going on there. But on the other side of the ledger, we conservatives haven't been as effective as we should be talking about the greatness of America, talking about the compassion of America, letting people hear our heart, not just our statistics. And I've been just as much of a failure on that at times as anybody else. But we have to talk about the heart effects that go on here. And that's what I think the younger people are looking for. Our statistics are great. We can win the day on every statistic we have because it works. But
fair enough.
We also have to show that we have a heart. And that isn't to be assumed. It is to be shown. And we have it there. We've changed the world. We've made it better. It's
and we will continue
Donald
to do that. Hold
right
that thought, Congressman.
The way he's dealing with the rest of the world, too. But we have to be more effective there.
Hold that thought right there. Congressman Tim Walberg here on the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you in part this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, they deliver statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Back after this.